I'm Jillian Engelbrecht, and this is Museum Learning. To close out the first season of Museum Learning, we have compiled ways to find great resources for teachers who are ready to start integrating Museum Learning into their instruction and are excited to share them with you. Today, we'll also take a visit to the Country Music Hall of Fame to learn about what museums have to offer and what their educational programs can look like. So buckle your seatbelts and get ready for resources. Each museum is different. That's why it's important to get to know any museum before you choose to partner with them. An important part of that process can include meeting with staff, visiting the location when possible, and gaining access to the existing resources. Some museums might have resources included in their websites, but others might require some extra digging to find. Many museums, particularly the larger ones, provide most, if not all, of their resources through their webpage. For example, the Smithsonian offers a large list of resources on their website, including resources related to field trips, special events, professional development opportunities, and distance learning. There are even lesson plans with reviewed websites and primary sources from the museum included. And, even better, in the case of the Smithsonian, all of these resources are free. To learn more about the Museum Learning resources provided by the Smithsonian, visit www.si.edu/educators. For a list of other internationally renowned museums that provide easily accessible resources, please see the compiled list of websites. If searching the website isn't getting you the answers and resources you're looking for, it's time to get in contact with the museum. You can do this by calling the museum, or the old-fashioned way of writing them a letter. If the website has a contact form, you may even send them an email. Some museums, like the Georgia Aquarium, have chat features on their website that allow you to speak with an employee directly within business hours. Many museum educators are just waiting for someone to show interest in museum learning, and they will be more than happy to share all the resources and opportunities they provide. If you are implementing in the classroom museum learning, this might be as far as you need to go. But if you're looking to develop a museum school partnership, I recommend visiting the museum and exploring it for yourself. You need to be knowledgeable and excited to lead your students on this journey of museum learning, so you want to make sure that it's something you can sustain long term. Additionally, meeting museum educators in person can not only provide you resources, but can help you better lay out your design for museum learning. If you and the museum educator don't get along that well, it might be time to consider a different partner. A partnership requires a lot of time and collaboration, so meeting the person you will be working with is an important step in the process. To illustrate this process, I visited the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee, and spent some time with Ella Marie Sullivan, a museum educator who provided me with lots of insights into the ways the museum is prepared to support museum learning through partnerships with schools. Ella Marie explained that they have a large educational team here and that they usually address three different categories of learners: adults, youth and families, and schools. Since we're focusing on museum learning in schools, Ella Marie provided me with a booklet titled School and Teacher Programs. They issue new versions of the booklet every year, and it includes sections of the various programs available through the museum. The sections include field trip offerings, date-specific performances and programs, outreach programs, also called the Museum in Your Classroom, additional student programs, digital resources, professional development, and museum details. In the field trip section, the booklet highlights the different tour options the museum offers, as well as the standards tie-ins for Common Core, Tennessee State Standards, and social and emotional learning indicators. The performance and program section tells about the shows the museum offers on certain dates, such as Bill of Rights, The Remix, which is presented in partnership with Middle Tennessee State University's Free Speech Center. The Museum in Your Classroom section showcases the many ways the museum can bring programs to your school. Additional student programs range from internship opportunities to songwriting workshops. The booklet explores the digital resources available on the museum's website, as well as professional development workshops that they offer for free. At the end of the booklet, you can find what many people might consider the most important information: the price. The Country Music Hall of Fame is committed to making museum learning affordable, so basic visits from Davidson County schools are free. Discounts are also available to Tennessee schools and to Title I schools. The museum also offers subsidies on a first-come, first-served basis for admission costs, program fees, and transportation expenses through an application process. All of this great information was available in one little booklet. All I had to do was ask for it. Ella Marie explained that museum learning lets students take the concrete skills they learn in school and practice them, bringing them to life. She says kids who thrive in the museum might not thrive elsewhere, so it's important to offer all students the chance for deeper engagement with learning. Ella Marie believes it is particularly cool to have students visit from the surrounding area and watch them discover that their hometown is exciting. People grew up just like they did, and look at all the cool things they got to do. To support meaningful educational partnerships that make moments like these happen, the Country Music Hall of Fame takes a multi-pronged approach, trying to meet teachers where they are and with what needs they have. Ella Marie stresses that if a teacher emails, they are yes people who want to help in any way they can. For Ella Marie, an ideal museum school partnership would allow the students to develop relationships through repeat visits and a built-out experience. This will allow students to take over and have their interests lead the way, because they feel safe and confident in a developed relationship. Before ending my visit, I asked Ella Marie what she would say to teachers who are trying to develop museum integration or museum school programs. The first thing she said was, "Talk to us." She stresses that they aren't trying to lead the show, but if teachers want, they can lead the show. She encourages teachers to communicate what they want and need, because the museum wants to support you in any way they can. Many of the museum educators were classroom teachers once, so they know it isn't easy, and they also know a bit about how kids learn. The museum wants to offer a learning expedition for students that isn't static, and certainly isn't your traditional field trip. All you need to do is tap into that and get things started, and all that takes is reaching out and asking. I hope you feel prepared to start your own journey of museum learning with your students after listening to this podcast. The most important piece of advice I can give you is to reach out to museum educators in your area to see what resources they have and how they might be able to support you on this journey. Museum learning can be life-changing for your students, but they need you to provide them that opportunity. I hope I've given you the tools to take at least the first steps. Thank you for listening. Goodbye for now, and good luck. Thank you so much to Ella Marie and the staff of the Country Music Hall of Fame for taking the time to share about their amazing programming and resources. If you want to learn more about the Country Music Hall of Fame or the resources it has available, go to www.countrymusichalloffame.org/school or email schools@countrymusichalloffame.org. Don't forget to look at the website list for access to resources from other world-renowned museums.